Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I'm excited about today because the Lord has a word for the region of the Gulf Coast, and Dutch Sheets is going to be coming to Church of His Presence. Dutch Sheets with Dutch Sheets Ministry is going to be coming to Pastor John Kilpatrick's church, Church of His Presence, this Sunday. I want to encourage you. I really believe, and you'll find out today, because we're going to dedicate this first program today that you're listening to understanding why we feel this is important. Because God's been saying this. He's been saying for quite some time and speaking to a lot of his folks about what's going on. And we've been talking about, you know, that Dutch Sheets used to be the leader of Christ for the Nations, but God called him to step down from there. He needed to dedicate his time. And we're going to be talking about a couple books that he has. One is that he did with Chuck Pierce, a powerful book. Hopefully you'll be able to see this right here. It is, let me get it up right there. It is Dutch Sheets and Chuck Pierce, Releasing the Prophetic Destiny of a Nation. And a powerful book, and it has a word over every single state. And so if you want to find out what God was saying through them over your state, you can get that, but you can find out more at VFNTV.com on the torch. But and that was specifically when we're talking about, you know, going to potentially at one time to northern Texas, to Denton, Dallas, all that area. Uh-huh. Because Dallas is a hub state. That's one of the words that God was given through Chuck Pierce and through Dutch Sheets and raising apostolic hubs up in the nation, outpost, if you would. And because that's a hub state. And then God began to show us that he is going to make a hub region, a hub area in the Gulf Coast. And we're very excited about that. And we're seeing from the moment that we responded, and God said this. As a matter of fact, he said this prophetic word through, you know, Brother John Kilpatrick, which is also my spiritual father there, that you're not going to have to move because God's going to change where you're at. And that just do you remember that day that actually happened?
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget, because we were ready to go. Mm-hmm. We want to do what we got to do what God's called us to do, period. And we're ready to do it. Mm-hmm. And we just believed that God was going to resurrect the whole studio and everything in Texas. But then all of a sudden, God shifted everything in the nation. He shifted us and he changed everything. It was amazing, and he was the reason that we're here right now with you on this particular network, because they came to us and said, we want a trumpet. We want a prophetic trumpet. We need a trumpet, and we didn't even use that terminology before, but that's how they saw us over the Gulf Coast region, and I think, you know, I really believe that a word is coming. As a matter of fact, what I spoke with Brother John Kilpatrick, and he specifically said the Dutch Sheets called and said that he really has a powerful word for the church. Dutch is an apostle to this nation and a great patriot. And I just really believe this is an exciting moment, because God has good plans in store. We've seen some pretty powerful things take place. And so we want to dedicate this program today. And for our viewers on the Gulf Coast, this is Friday. And we're doing that so you can actually schedule your plans to go right there, right in your city of Mobile, right over from Mississippi, right in from Pensacola, about 50 minutes over there, and go to the convention center where Church of His Presence is meeting this Sunday at 10:30, right?
Right.
The 10:30, and be a part of that. I can tell you that Pastor John Kilpatrick is a man of God, and it's just... he doesn't just have anybody come in to be able to do it. I mean, he hears from the Lord, and just the powerful man of God. And so is Dutch Sheets.
Yeah.
And part of when the VFN Dream Center, and we talk about it, you know, Dutch Sheets is part of that talk.
Oh, yeah.
Because he says, I don't want to be a pastor of a church. I want to be a leader of an apostolic center, you know, and that's what God's doing. And pastors of churches are wonderful, but he's also calling, you know, this next season to raise up, you know, apostles to be able to kind of launch this next workers into the harvest field. And Pat and I and several others are reading The Harvest, this newest version of The Harvest. I wish I had it with me. Do you have it with you over there?
I've got the old one.
Of Rick Joyner, and it's the latest edition. Don't get the older edition. But it just came out in this latest edition.
The latest was 07.
07. The latest one?
Yeah.
And it specifically was saying, you know, what took place and the Brownsville outpouring. This is what he's saying.
Yeah.
And the revivals that took place during that time and the Brownsville outpouring, which Pastor John Kilpatrick was the pastor of it, apostle of it, is that was workers being raised up.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's what Rick Joyner said. That particular move raised up workers for what's about to take place.
Right.
So what's about to take place in this large harvest that's coming. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear, I want you to hear Dutch Sheets right now talk about it. It's just about a minute. I want you to hear that it's just exciting and just get your faith built up. Realize that when the enemy comes in like a flood, what we've been talking about, God raises a standard. And I believe a standard is about to be raised in America and on the Gulf Coast. Listen up.
There is a level of grace about to be poured out that is striking. It's awesome. It's going to come to sinners and awaken them when they're not looking. Are you hearing me? They're not going to be looking. It's going to get prodigals when the prodigals don't even know they want to go home. They're going to wake up one day and decide, I'm ready to go home. Sinners who don't believe are going to wake up and say, I believe. Atheists are going to have some light turned on inside of them. God is about to give us mega grace, and the mega grace will produce mega power and mega conversions and mega outpourings and mega breakthroughs and mega gifts of the Spirit. And I don't know how to measure that. I just know God says it's coming.
Amen. I receive that word. You know, you've been hearing that on and watching that on VFNT for quite some time right now because God's been stirring our heart. And as I said, you know, the book that he and Chuck Pierce wrote together, that he spoke, they went out and prayed that God would speak to them over every single state. And, you know, right now you look at America and you think about it as a one nation. But understand, each individual state has its own constitution, its own governor, its own government. And it's the United States, which means these things had to be united, called states and the state governments. And although a few laws change, God, from some of the words that's being released, prophetic words, is that God's going to deal with states individually. Mm-hmm. And not only that, I believe he's going to deal with cities individually.
Oh, yeah.
And not only that, he's going to deal with neighborhoods individually.
Yes.
He's going to deal with families individually. And he's going to deal with individuals individually.
Exactly.
And so you can be, I mean, understand, if you, don't worry about, as we talked about, there's two roads, there's a light road and a dark road. Just stay on the narrow path, the road, the being faithful to the Lord, abiding with him. And God's going to differentiate between those who are his and not his. And don't believe the lies of the enemy, because the enemy's going to sow a ton of them. But you can get this book. It's Releasing the Prophetic Destiny of a Nation, as they went out and prayed over the... all 50 states. And as a matter of fact, there's ones over Alabama, which is where Church of the Presence is located, at the right there on the bay, you know, Mobile Bay area, which is the Bay of the Spirit, you know, and that's where another outpouring happened there. And, you know, with the Bay Revival with Brother John Kilpatrick. But the it's going to be a hub. It's a hub. It's going to be a hub state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alabama's going to be a hub state, which is totally amazing.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the history and all the things that's taking place, but it's good. Which means they did what it was required, which is humble themselves and repent. And so you know, if anybody wants to say anything, you know, in regards to, say, listen, that God's going, they're going to be a hub state, there's men and women of God in Alabama who obviously has pleased the heart of God and said, you know, we will stand for righteousness. We will stand up for God. And that's so exciting. Of course, one of those is down in the Bay Area, which is Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence. And understand this, as a matter of fact, I think you have a this particular Sunday, and it's Sunday, June the 29th.
Is when Dead Sheets will be at Church of His Presence.
And it's Sunday, June the 29th, that the Dutch Sheets will be in Church of His Presence.
Right. 10:30 a.m.
10:30 a.m. You got to make sure that you get there. Make sure that you're a part of that, because I believe it's a word the Lord has given to the nation, and he is an apostle to the nation, and he's done some pretty awesome things. But you have a word over every individual state. You can get that. Also, a book that he wrote is just came out. But this is the reason why he resigned. As a matter of fact, do we have that ready? It's coming. Yeah, he resigned from the leadership of Christ for the Nation, which was founded by
Borden Lindsey,
who actually started the Voice of Healing, which Voice of Healing was a magazine and a ministry that kind of connected the power move of God and the outpourings that was taking place in revival in the nation. and the communication factor. That was before mm-hmm. internet texting and all that type of stuff. And that birthed into a covering for these different ministers. And then it birthed into Christ for the Nations. And then, as we're going to talk about, we're going to go back and play a previous segment so you can actually hear us talking about it, because we've been walking prophetically in this for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And that there was a curse over America that came in 1973 with Roe versus Wade. And that curse was, that 40-year curse was over with in January of 2013, right? 2013, which is 40 years was up. Not that we did anything any better, but there's just a season for discipline, right. A season for that. And we're beginning to see, and we're seeing ourselves, an increase. It was amazing, the shifting and the power and the grace of God. And we're seeing the Church of Acts. Mm, and we're seeing, you know, God do what he does. But in that, he said he wanted to resign it so that he could... begin to communicate the gospel to this next generation. Yeah. And one of the things he did was, you know, to begin to bring prayer to a new level, to write about prayer, present prayer that just connects to this generation. And so he wrote some prayers, which are biblical, basically scripture prayed in a way that you can relate to, that just really touches your heart. And it's an anointed prayers over different areas. It's called The Pleasure of His Company by Dutch Sheets. And you can get this information, go to the dutchsheets.org, or you can go to vfntv.com and get it on the torch right there. But some of the titles of these different prayers, and they're little short prayers, there's stories about them, and then the prayer itself, which is a great, great thing. I'm so excited. Sunday, June the 29th, don't forget, at Church of His Presence, that Dutch Sheets will be coming to the convention center where Church of His Presence is meeting up until the time that they're going to be having their new building coming up, which I'm excited about that. And, you know, he feels he has a word for the nation that he wants to be able to deliver there. This is a patriot, an apostle to the nation. And, of course, speaking at Pastor John Kilpatrick's church, Church of His Presence, which is another apostle, I believe, to the nations. And, just a powerful man of God. And we went back some time back, and I want to be able to show you this. We could say it, we want you to see that we've said it, mm-hmm. so you understand that God's been speaking. So he's speaking to his church. And when he resigned, I believe it was the week he resigned or the day he resigned or something, we were talking about in the context of that from Christ for the Nations, that we talked about it. So I want you to take a look right now, and then we'll come back as you're looking at our discussion on that.
We'll have to check that in a second.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to that in a moment. The book that he wrote when he resigned from, or stepped down from, Church of His Presence, or I did it again.
Christ for the Nations.
Christ for the Nations is, he wrote the prayers, and the prayers that he was writing is, he entitled them, and they're personal prayers. It's the person is the first one. The seeker, the discoverer, the dance, the search, the priority, the decision, the distractions, the choice, the union, the spoiler, the place, the walk, the offering, the friendship, the stretch, the courtship, the listener, the visit, the prodigal, the return, the revelation, the look, the altar, the advantage, the face, the connection, and the price. And the book is entitled The Pleasure of His Company. And what it is he wrote these prayers, and they're biblical prayers. And when he resigned or stepped down from the leadership of Christ for the Nations, that he was just called of God. He says, you know, we have a limited amount of time. We have a window of time, maybe 2 years, I believe he said, 2 years, window of time, maybe three, to make a difference in this nation. You know, will we stand up mm-hmm. during this time? And I mean, how many times has Israel or history shown us that it was a window of time? They had a moment in time to say, God, we're sorry. God, you know, we want you to be able to deliver us. God, you know, you're right. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to position ourselves to receive a strategy from God, and God's going to reveal a strategy, Jehoshaphat, to you, and he's going to show you what to do, and you're going to just praise him as you're walking out this strategy. Gideon, position yourself, because Position yourself to receive from God, because God's going to give you a strategy to deliver a nation. Now, you have too many folks. This is the strategy. And that's what happens. You position yourself. Hosea, I believe he said, I position myself to receive from the Lord. I mean, think about it. And what he heard was the Lord's going to do some really awesome things, you know. You know, he says, I believe us, behold and look what the Lord is going to do. He's going to do things that will utterly amaze you that you wouldn't even believe. We want to be able to go right into an earlier segment as we're talking about. Are we ready for that?
Yes.
We're going to the segment. We could talk about it. But we want you to see us talking about it when we did, because it was we stay abreast by the Lord's grace of what's taking place. And this is the time that Dutch Sheets just want to resign. He realized there was a window of opportunity to be able to save this nation from going to where it's going. As a matter of fact, I want you just to watch it now. That, and you think about it, it's kind of been like a winter where things have been frozen. And I want to just share with you a couple things from Dutch Sheets, of Dutch Sheets Ministries, where he's talking about how, you know, things are beginning to thaw out and you can just feel them. We begin to feel them ourselves. And just listen to what Dutch Sheets says here, because he's going to be speaking about throughout this program about this third great awakening. Listen up.
The winter season is coming to an end for many. And the Lord knew that he knew how I would process that because of studies I have done and teachings I have done. He knew exactly what I would hear when he said that to me. He knew that I would go immediately to Ezekiel 47, which is the passage about the river that flows out from the throne of God and begins as a trickle. Then it goes up to the ankles and then the knees and, of course, then the waist, and then a river that is so deep it can't be forded. You have to swim in the river. And I've taught on that, as most of we leaders and pastors have over the years, because it's a great passage. It's a wonderful chapter. But one of the things that most people don't know there is that the word river, when it becomes a river and not just a trickle, it's not a typical word in Hebrew for river. It's nakal, which in Hebrew means literally a winter torrent. A winter torrent. It's not called that, a winter torrent, because it flows in winter. It's called a winter torrent because it's created by winter. It is created by the ice and the snow melt in the spring that is caused, or that that comes from the snow of winter. Being in Colorado for 20 years, I saw this many times. You go up to the mountains in the springtime in Colorado, and you'll see hundreds, probably thousands of just little tiny finger size little rivulets just all over the mountain. And then those come together in little ditch, you know what I mean, maybe 6 inches wide. And then those come together and form a little ditch. And then those come together and form a gully. And then those come together and form a stream. And by the time you get to the valley below, you have this raging torrent of a river that is, in the spring, fearsome. It's just dangerous. You know, if you're going to raft, and they have to rate the rivers because you don't want to get in certain ones of them. I mean, especially if you're not an expert, because they're just a raging torrent. And that's the word here. So when he talks about the river in Ezekiel 47, it's this increasing water level that comes because the season is changing.
And I'm so excited about it. You can feel the season. That's Dutch Sheets and, you know, Dutch Sheets Ministries. And you can find out how to get to him at VFNTV.com. But understand this. Man, that is so bears witness with my spirit. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it does with yours as well. Yeah. That, you know, you've been feeling that. And quite often, you know, almost like Solomon says, you know, everything flows to the ocean, but it's never satisfied. But the reason why it flows is because it begins as snow and rain, and it comes down off the mountains, and it just progresses. And you think about a winter, everything's just locked up and frozen and dormant, and it's been this huge dormant season, and you're just thinking, man, just stay faithful in the season to God, and stay, just be, you know, begin. It's perfect time to begin to build foundation and to hear what God is saying, because You know, whatever you're able to do will be based on what foundation you've been able to lay in God. And it can only be as significant as the stuff that's underground. Mm. You can't really see in your mm-hmm. life. And that's so encouraging because I feel that. I really feel that. And I really think about, you know, Brett and Sharon up in Colorado when I was hearing that. I actually sent that up to them recently. But then you think about this. I mean, something happened in 2013, in January 2013. I know that I went in the beginning of the year to spend time with the Lord in a sabbatical just to hear his voice, and God just began to stir. I mean, something broke loose in a big way, mm-hmm. in a big way. And it was so encouraging. You got to hear what Dutch Sheets talking about here, because something took place in 40 years ago that caused a breakthrough that took place in 2013. As a matter of fact, listen up.
When they went back 18 years, it was 1973. January of 1973, Roe versus Wade. Legalized abortion became the law of the land.
And what he's talking about here is that a prophetic word that was given, I don't know if this is the next one that's coming up, a prophetic word that was given by Chuck Pierce mm-hmm. Some years back. And it said 18 years ago, this is how it is. Matter of fact, listen to this next, this is probably it, listen up.
A 40-year curse involving the death of the signs and wonders movement in America is coming, has ended, and we're moving into a new season of signs and wonders.
This is it. Think about this. You're thinking, you know, what took place? If you go back and you study history, a good book to read is Robert Lyrdon's book, God's Generals, to kind of get an overview of this massive healing wave of signs, wonders, and miracles that was taking place in America. But suddenly, it just stopped. Mm-hmm. It stopped. You know when it stopped? It stopped in 1973. You know what happened in 1973? That's what he's talking about. That's when they passed Roe versus Wade. Think about that. Roe versus Wade, where abortion was made legal. Mm-hmm. And you count out 40 years later, and 40 years later, which is the cycle of judgment that comes down, that you're looking at very, very little, because everybody will always talk about, you know, God's moving in every nation but mm-hmm. America. You got to go to Africa to do this. You got to go. But if you go there to these other countries, they're not walking around as angels. I mean, you know, it wasn't that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back and study the people during the times of all the signs and wonders before 1973, they weren't angels. So it's not about that. It's about that we went under the time. He's saying we went up under a time, you know, Chuck Pierce gave the word mm-hmm. and, Dutch Sheets found the word and then researched the word and found out that 40 years, January of 2013, represented the end of 40-year judgment that came down on America, mm-hmm. that all of a sudden now signs and wonders are going to be released again, and the healing, I mean, think about all the healing, the voice of healing and mm-hmm. all these things that were taking place, and it's like, man, and I could sense, I remember when on my sabbatical, I just feel the shift that took place. And it's real difficult when you shift because, as a matter of fact, Dutch is going to be talking about that in just a moment. Some people don't want to shift. But you, when you don't shift, you miss the time of his visitation. God's about to begin to pour out a third great awakening. As a matter of fact, listen to this.
And you're starting to hear about ministries. I was just being told yesterday at dinner about a man who they told me he's a prophet, and he's just starting to have these dramatic miracles and everywhere he goes. Well, that's just what's going to happen. Signs and wonders are going to begin to take place again as a part of this third great awakening that's coming. And I just challenge you, get your faith out there that this cycle of judgment is over and God is now going to awaken once again in America. Signs, wonders, and miracles, because there's a generation that wants to know, is he real? Is there really a God? Is he who you say he is? There's a generation, they're going to have to see some supernatural things take place. And there's a generation that doesn't, they've never seen a miracle. God's going to show them signs, wonders, and miracles.
That's Dutch Sheets, Signs, Wonders, and Miracles. We're talking about just listening to some encouraging prophetic words from Dutch Sheets Ministries here. in regards to this third great awakening that we've just been believing God for. And as we talked earlier in earlier programs, that he's stepping down from the leadership of Christ for the Nations to be able to be a part of what he believes is a two. I don't even know if we, did we share that on the air? I don't even know if we even shared that on the air.
I'm not sure.
But he made a statement just recently, a few days ago, that he's stepping down from leadership in the Christ for in Christ for the Nations so that he could focus in what he believes is a two to three year window of opportunity for a third great awakening in America. He feels like that's been his call all along. He says, if you've known him, that's his call. And but it's so encouraging because you're starting to see people take major moves. Can you put that right there? And so when you're looking at this, like, my goodness, these words are very, very, very encouraging. And so this signs, wonders, and miracles, because the curse has been broken, he's saying, and it was prophesied also by Chuck Pierce. And these two guys went from state to state. I don't know if you know about that or not. And and prayed over every single state, got a word, try to hear the word of God over every state. And a very powerful, powerful thing you need to read about your state, what you need to pray about. But when you're looking here, and it's like, man, signs, wonders, and miracles, because if you look back, it was such a natural thing. It wasn't some special whatever. It was because people believed God. They operated in the times in the faith in God, and God moved. And but when you're in a time of a curse, or you're in time of a judgment because of killing, shedding of innocent blood, when you pass a law, that for 40 years, all the way up till January 2013, that that was a 40-year mark for Roe versus Wade. And even though the sin hasn't stopped, he was talking about, that the time of judgment is over. And how it was Lindsay.
It was Gordon Lindsay.
Gordon Lindsay, that 2 months after the passing of Roe versus Wade, who moved in Signs and Wonders,
signs and
the Voice of Healing.
Bible teacher, he wrote The Voice of Healing.
Christ for the Nations, that as a sign that it's over for a period of 40 years, he fell dead on after preaching.
Yeah.
2 months after passing of Roe versus Wade. And when you understand the context, how significant that was, I can imagine what it felt like. Like, how could this be after so many, so much? And the enemy's just trying to do as much as he can to be able to stop. But we look in this, that then he goes on to talking about that you got to be able to shift. You know, some ministries are good for a season, and it's time to shake that off. And some people just can't do that. Some people are like, you know, this is what you're. It's like, but you know. As a matter of fact, listen to what Dutch Sheets is talking about that. Don't you want to be a part of what God's about to do?
There are some ministries that are born for a season that don't even need to be carried into the next one. So we're going to have to be very flexible in this season and ready to change and adapt and be stretched, change the way we think, change the way we pray. I think some of the shifts that are coming will be just as radical as they were in the 70s. Be firm and inflexible when it comes to sound doctrine, but be very, very flexible when it comes to strategies, methods, procedures, even vision.
That's so important, because you think about Bob Jones's word was that there, that the bread that was of the 70s is going to come back. And now you're seeing kind of why it was the 70s, because that's when 73 began, the 40-year cycle began. And it's like we're going to go back and begin to just crank up your faith and begin to believe God for what he's about to do. And it's about Jesus. It's about the whole body of Christ. What, you know, what I'm seeing is as part of what God's doing. And it's a tsunami of God's presence. You're starting. We've seen the waves. We've seen the tsunamis. We've seen God showing us these things, and you can hear about them on earlier programs. We're talking about these visions and dreams that God's given about this. But he's talking about, it's a tsunami of his presence. Listen up.
There is coming a tsunami generation that will ride the wave of my spirit. They will be called my war eagles. They will ride the wave of my presence, and as my war eagles, they will begin to fly, picked up by the waves of my presence. And they will begin to do the manifest works of my kingdom in ways that only apostles have done. For they will now rise in an apostolic and prophetic mantle and begin to go forth into the earth as healers and deliverers. Great signs and wonders will be upon them as my manifest presence and power begins to be loosed through their lives. There is coming now the rise of young reformers.
You think about that, and you got to see this whole word. We're going to make it available to you where you actually can get to the entire word. It'll be available on the VFN Torch. But this is amazing, talking about these war eagles, how they had these eagles that you would, they were so strong that they could literally pick a man up and carry him for like another, for
20
for
miles.
20 feet. I think it was like 20 feet or something like that. 20 miles. That's
at a time.
20 feet.
You could jump up and you could go. Anyway, you could find out more about it. The thing about it is just great exploits for the Lord is going to be done in the context of that. And so it's like, and these, it's so exciting because the intensity of this generation coming forth is just amazing. And we're seeing this tsunami. We're beginning just to feel the trickles and the, you know, just, and it's just so encouraging, you know, see what's going on. But we have to understand that, you know, we have to be able, there's these seasons, it's a season of change. You cannot continue to do what you're doing and expect different results. It's called, that's the definition of insanity. You got to be able to be open to be able to change in this season, changing your strategies. Listen up.
Changing seasons means changing strategies. A change of season means there must be a change of strategy. The very concept of old versus new wineskins is all about the ability to flex and change. If you're not going to change, you are going to become an old wineskin that cannot handle hold new wine. It's a season to change. And if you're not changing with the times, the times are going to change without you. And like Jerusalem, you will miss the time of your visitation if you don't flex.
Could you imagine missing the time of the Lord's visitation? And people have a tendency to not want to change.
That's right.
And it's like, are you satisfied with the amount of God that you have in your life right now, the amount of his presence? You don't want more? I mean, you think about it. I mean, you think about what took place in the healing waves where thousands, 36 people would be healed in one night. I mean, rods in their back, metal rods would just disintegrate and people would disappear and people would be able to bend and knees came back and bones and legs and hearts, and God was just getting all this glory. I mean, think about it, where God begins to move in a powerful, powerful way in regards to, it's just time for us to crank our faith up in that, in the context of it. But we got to be ready to change. It's like, you know, let everything go. I got to have God.
That's right.
You know, be willing to let some, you'd be surprised when you get rid of the hay, wood, and stubble. It's not as complicated, you know, as religions made it out to be. You're able to be freer to be able to follow God. And it makes me think about what he said about the voice of healing, you know, listening to the voice. As a matter of fact, listen up. There's this voice of healing that we heard. Listen up.
And he looked at him and he said, "Tap into the voice of healing, Ken." And he started preaching again. And then he stopped after a few seconds and said, "Tap into the voice of healing, Ken." And then he heard me talk about the voice of healing ending and the curse being lifted. And it's time to tap into the signs and wonders again. I tell you, guys, ladies, tap into the voice of healing. Honestly, I believe we're going to see more people healed outside of church services in this movement than we are going to see healed in here. I believe we're going to bring them here to disciple them and to share the testimonies. I believe they'll be healed in office buildings, schools, playgrounds, living rooms, backyards, taxi cabs, supermarkets, what? Whorehouses? Go get them, girl. Courthouses. Well, courthouses too. Man, I want the judges and the whores. Ain't got all that religious stuff on me.
were just looking at a previous segment of us talking about Dutch Sheets, and we've been walking this prophetic journey for quite some time. Dutch Sheets has been walking it for quite some time. Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, has been walking it for quite some time, and so many have. And what's so exciting, we're beginning to see a convergence. We're beginning to see some exciting things take place, and there's more of those things available for you, and how to actually get that yourself at VFNTV.com. Go to the VFN Torch, and you'll see it on the torch how to get contact and purchase this entire thing from Dutch Sheets' ministry there, about these five prophetic
statements,
and it's so encouraging. You know, the winter is over, and there's more to that than what's going on. But I want to tell you, it's going to be Dutch Sheets is going to be a Church of His Presence at the Mobile Convention Center, where Pastor John Kilpatrick is the pastor and apostle. And it's Sunday, June the 29th at 10:30 a.m. The website is churchofhispresence.org, churchofhispresence.org. That is this Sunday, June 29th. I would stop everything. As a matter of fact, I would just stop everything, and I would be there to see what God's going to say. There's a strategic moment in time, as you were hearing, you know, the reason why Dutch resigned Christ for the Nations, the leadership, was because he knew he had to focus his attention on this window of time that we have here. And we fill the window too.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like there's two things going on. I mean, if my people, then, but if it doesn't, then. But we said from the beginning, we're willing to whatever, you know, God can deliver us, but even if he doesn't.
That's right.
And I'm excited. I want to encourage you, you know, be a part of what the Lord is doing. And it's just exciting. It's very exciting. So don't forget, it is this Sunday, June the 29th at 10:30 a.m. The website for Pastor John Kilpatrick's church is churchofhispresence.org. The book that Dutch wrote most recently is The Pleasure of His Company. It just revitalizes your prayer life. And one thing that we began to share, but we'll actually have Derek Grice share it himself, because I didn't do it justice sharing this prophetic dream that God had given Derek about a Colosseum and about prayer and about a whole bunch of Asian believers praying and other races in there, but it was predominantly Asian, and how it was the ones who were praying that when the prayer just turned into almost like a bomb, if you would, it just gathered in a ball and it shot up in the air and it came down and it did business upon the earth for those who weren't seeking and praying. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know what? One way to be safe in God is to be with God, to abide with him. And abiding is not a song. It's actually something that we do. And he talks about it. I mean, Jesus says it specifically. He says in John chapter 15, he says, I am the vine and you are the branches. My Father, God, is the gardener. And he says, if you abide or remain in me, in other words, a branch stays into the vine, he says, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. And he says that if you don't bear fruit, if you don't remain in him, he said, you'll be cut off. But if you do, you'll be pruned back. In other words, God wants us to be fruitful. He goes on to say, he says, bear fruit in showing yourselves to be mine. You know what I'm saying? If you are mine, have some faith, you know, bear some fruit is what he's saying. And this brings my Father to glory. And then he says, bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. And he says, to this you were called, to bear fruit, much fruit, and fruit that lasts. I mean, he says, you didn't call me, I called you, and I pointed you to go and bear fruit, much fruit, and fruit that lasts. So this is an exciting time. I believe the church is about to come into a very, very powerful time of a harvest that's coming in. I can see where Rick Joyner was talking about, you know, the revival and all that took place at the Brownsville outpouring and other revivals was preparing workers for this harvest that's coming. And that was huge training.
Yeah.
And a huge training.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we were trying to win the world and God was winning us.
Yeah.
Because I remember, you know, John and I spent our time walking and talking to thousands of folks.
Yeah.
We fed them, we gave them chairs, put sunscreen on them and all the different
stuff.
Right. And look what the Lord has done. Anyway, so, and it was the church that was coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was the church, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
The church was coming to be healed and to be renewed, to be encouraged, and that's what happened to us, you know, being there at Brownsville, that, you know, we don't know what happened. There's a few jokes that some people say is like, I think that's the day I got saved. I thought I was saved, but
that's right.
I know, I feel, you know, it was amazing, because when God shows up in such a powerful way and just changes everything, mm-hmm. you know, his presence can change everything in a moment. You think about it. When his presence showed up on Father's Day of 1995 at 3100 West DeSoto Street at Brownsville Assembly of God, it so touched, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick that he's now pastoring Church of His Presence. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? There's nothing like the presence of God. When you think about, you know, Moses said, God, if you don't go.
That's right.
And we got to get like that. We got to say, you know what? People want me to do things, and they want me to go places, and they want me to say things. But the truth is, if God doesn't go, I don't want to go.
That's right.
Because Moses said this. He says, it's only your presence, right? Mm-hmm. It's only your presence that differentiates us from anybody else.
That's right.
And so when the world looks at us and we do not abide in the presence of God, they don't see anything different than the world. Mm-hmm. But when they come into your presence and they're feeling the presence of God, the conviction of the Holy Spirit, they're seeing you hear from God, they're hearing correct prophecy, and they're hearing, you know, words of knowledge and you know, rhema word, and just the presence, God doing what he does, healing, mm-hmm. signs and wonders, then they know there's something different about you, that God's with you. And I want to encourage you. I truly believe that and excited about this Sunday. And I want you to make sure you get a chance to go there. Just stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing and go to the Mobile Convention Center. Church of His Presence will be there at 10:30 a.m. on June 29th. And you can go to the website to find out more details, churchofhispresence.org. But remember this, it is June 29th. So you want to make sure you put that in your calendars, and it is this Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This Sunday. And speaking of that, I know that, you know, part of the VFN Dream Center, you know, what God has, you know, called us to be a part of, is part of the presentation trying to explain what a, you know, what is an apostolic center? What yeah. is, you know, what is a outpost, as Chuck Pierce would say? And when you think about it, when America was founded, well, the West was founded, what they would do is they would just, you know, if you go out there and claim the land, you can have it. But they found out to be able to do that, they had to have outposts established. And so they would set up these outposts, governmental outposts, that would protect that community around there. So they would go out there and basically be the government branch of protection and that type of thing. And they were able to, because of that outpost, because of that that outpost out there in the West, they were able to establish everything from the Mississippi to California. And what God's about to do, he's establishing outposts around the nation. I mean, think about, you know, Chuck Pierce in Corinth, Texas. Yep. I think about Rick Joyner in Morningstar. I think about Church of His Presence mm-hmm. in Mobile. And I think about the VFN Dream Center in Pensacola, Florida, and other ones. And they're like outposts because God's about to do a new thing. I mean, he's about to bring in a harvest that's so large, so significant, and you got to be ready for it. And one way to be ready is begin to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Make a point. Don't assume you know everything. Just say, you know what, God, I want to get back to the basics. I'm going to return to my first love, like the Church of Ephesus. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to get to the basic foundations of my faith and walking with you. Secondly, I'm going to begin to abide with you. If you don't have an abiding plan, we have one for you at iabide.org, iabide.org. It's a simple thing to do, but there's five specific things you got to start doing with God. You got to start being grateful. You got to hide his word in your heart. You got to ask him, you know, where do you want me in your word today? Finally, you got to ask him, what are you saying to me about me? And then at the end of all that, you got to remember, it's at the cross where we lay it all down for Jesus Christ. You can find out more at iabide.org. Don't forget, it's this Sunday at 10:30 a.m., Mobile Convention Center, Church of His Presence, Pastor John Kilpatrick's church, Dutch Sheets, has a word, an apostle to the nation, and a patriot that he feels is for this nation. Be a part. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com.
Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.